Well, friends, welcome to the very first episode of Partly Cloudy, or the show that's going to take you from building a mobile app from zero all the way up to just about deploying it to the App Store. My name is Matt Sokup. I'm a senior cloud advocate at Microsoft. So what we're going to do in this show, or each season of the show, so to speak, is take an app from zero to all the way through almost deploying it to the App Store. In each episode of that season, you're going to see certain aspects of mobile app development. Some might be pure Xamarin Forms development, some might be aspects of mobile DevOps, and others might be aspects of cloud development. In other words, partly cloudy. And during each episode, obviously I won't be able to dive deep into each particular topic. So what I plan on doing is also releasing the code on GitHub that we talk about, creating a README that talks about every single topic that would needed to be to build the code, and also then releasing a detailed blog post that will dive deep into one particular aspect of the episode. So with that, let's get going and show off the app that we'll be building throughout this season. And what this is the clone of a Microsoft News app. And as you can see, it lists out several articles that come from the news. We have top news with tabs across the top, US news, then across the bottom, you can explore different types of categories of news, news where you happen to be with location, and also you can see the settings to change different ways of viewing the app. And of course, when you can tab into a news article itself to view the details. So this is what we'll be building up through this season of Partly Cloudy. And what we're going to be covering in this episode is file new of the application and then having a call an Azure function to get some data back. So let's get going. This is the application as it exists on disks from file new. It's pretty much the same as you would get from Xamarin Forms file new, except I changed the project where all the Xamarin Forms files go and added the .core to the project name. I also added a new .NET standard project called partlynewsy.models. And what this is going to do is going to host all the classes that are just going to model the data that's going to be meant for display throughout the project. And I already added a article class to here, which is going to model different news articles for me. And as you can see, right now I just added two properties to it that are going to be very basic for me. So one of the things I want to do here then is have this app call out to an Azure function to get some basic data back. And I'm not going to make it anything fancy right now. I just want to have an Azure function and have this application invoke the Azure function. So one of the things I really like doing is the ability to have VS Code run my Azure function and have Visual Studio run my application. That way I'm able to debug both at the same time. So I want to show you how I can accomplish that. So I have VS Code open right here. And you can see I have my Hello News, Partly Newsy, and then a Functions folder. And then within that Functions folder, here is where I'm hosting the partlynewsy.models project. Now I'm hosting it in a folder underneath where I have all the other mobile app folders. And there's a reason for that. That's because VS Code opens projects based on folders. So if I add my partlynewsy.models to this functions folder, I can open it up along with this brand new functions app that I'm about to create. So if I open that up, you can see I have partlynewsy.models. And the next thing I want to do is open up the command palette in VS Code and create a new Azure function. So I'm going to browse to where I want to create it. And that's going to be in my functions. Create a new folder called partlynewsy.functions. Select it. I'm going to create it in C Sharp. It's going to be an HTTP trigger, and the name's going to be Git Top News. And the namespace is going to be partlynewsy.functions. Anonymous access rights. And what it's going to do is just scaffold out a bunch of basic functionality for me for functions. And you can see I have a git top news, and it just runs an async method and returns basic stuff. So really just file new. And what's nice here now then is I can go back to Visual Studio and then go ahead and add an existing project and add my functions project to it. And then I can even go ahead and add my models to that project. So now you're asking, why would I want to do both VS Code and Visual Studio? Well, one of the reasons why is now I can do any refactoring. Say if I wanted to change the name of my models, change the name of this headline or publisher, I can do the refactoring within Visual Studio and have that refactoring affect both my, let's say, Xamarin Forms project and my Functions project. So now I'm able to share code easily between models and functions and the Xamarin Forms project all in one spot. But I can also run my functions code from Visual Studio Code. So it's a pretty neat trick by putting the functions project and the models project underneath its own folder. All right, great. Now let's just get this git top news here. Let's just get that to return some data. So what I'm going to do here is just new up a new article class. Var article git new article. And the headline is going to be news. And the publisher is going to be Matt. Then I'm going to return a new OK object result, passing in my article that I just created. And that's all I need to do. That's going to be my basic function for today. And in a VS Code, you can see my function has already updated itself. So next thing I'm going to do is actually run the function within VS Code. And while it starts up, I'm going to open up another app called Postman to go out and actually just try to debug the function once before I add it to my mobile application. So down here, it tells me what my URL is, 7071 API git top news. I already happen to have that from before. I'm going to test it. And it sees it comes back with headline, publisher, news, Matt. So I know my function's working. And you can see here that it actually invoked it. Great. So now what I'm going to do is go back into Visual Studio and make my application run against it and return some data. So the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to use a package, a NuGet package called refit. And what refit does, it allows me to go out to the web and make REST requests. And a neat part of it is that it serializes and deserializes all the objects for me. And it performs a lot of the work that I normally would have to do with my HTTP client. And I don't have to worry about it. It does a lot of the work for me. So this is great. So let me add it to all my packages or all my projects. And then going back to the core Xamarin Forms project, the way I like to call different types of services is through a service itself, or a class that I call a service. So I'm going to create a new folder called services. And then because I'm going to be calling various news articles from it, I'm going to call it news service. And so the whole new service purpose is to go out to Azure Functions and return various news articles for me, whether it's the top news or US news or what have you. So the way refit works is I model the REST API that I'm calling through an API here, through an interface, I mean. So it's public interface, and I'm going to call it iNewsFunctions. And then within that, I'm just going to declare what it looks like. So it's going to be an HTTP GET. And then the URL of which I'm calling, which is gettopnews. So slash gettopnews. And so then what I'm going to return. So it's going to be a task because I can do it asynchronously. And gettopnews from function. So I know what to call it. Great. And then over here in my new service then, there's two things that I want to have. I want to have the URL of what the function is. And that's going to be this portion of it. And the other portion is going to be the iNews function. So then within my news service, what I can do is just essentially new up my news functions, and that's going to be REST service for iNews functions. And then what I'm going to do is pass in my function URL. And so here I have something that's going to be able to invoke my REST API, which happens to be my Azure functions. So next thing I want to do is just be able to create a function that invokes my Azure function. So again, it's going to be a public task article because it's async awaitable. And I'm just going to say gettopnews. And it's going to be return await news functions dot gettopnews from function. And of course, I want to make it async. You cannot forget that. And there I go. That's all I need to do in order to call out to my Azure function. Next thing is to go into my main page. My main page, I've already created a label and then a button. The button's called Get Data and it has a Get Clicked handler on it. Eventually, I'm going to change this to use MVVM, but just for demonstration purposes right now to get things going, I'm going to have just a clicked handler. So what I'm going to do is just new up a new news service. Get my article back, and then for the label, whose name happens to be the label, is going to be get article.headline. So my clicked event handler, I new up a new service, get the top news, and set the label's text to the headline of the article. So I want to make sure my function's still running, and it is. And then next thing I'm going to do is start up my application. All right, my app is up and running. I have my label, Welcome to Xamarin Forms, and my button down below. I click my button, and then my news gets hit. That's great. One thing, though, I do want to show you is I can go into Visual Studio Code and set a breakpoint. So go back in the simulator, say get data, and see my breakpoint's been hit. So now I can not only debug within Visual Studio for my mobile app, I can debug within VS Code for my Azure function. That's pretty neat. That's really neat, actually. So great. That's episode one of Partly Cloudy, our file new and getting our Xamarin Forms app to be able to invoke an Azure function. Now you'll note one thing, that Azure function happened to be run all locally. I haven't deployed it to Azure yet. We'll take care of that in an upcoming episode. And there's a couple other things that I didn't talk about, such as having the iOS app and the Android app both be able to call the Azure function locally, which happened to not be running on SSL. In the accompanying GitHub article that I'll put up there in the README, I'll explain how to configure your app to call both of those. Until next time, my name is Matt Sokup. You can find me on the internet at Twitter, CodeMailMatt, GitHub, CodeMailMatt, and my blog, codemillmatt.com. And we'll see you for episode 2 of Partly Cloudy.